From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Hannah Baba, and this is the Cross Currents Morning Report. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Soma in San Francisco.
Elmwood.
El Sobrano.
Do you live in Richmond?
Yeah.
Albany Village.
Panoramic in Berkeley.
Berkeley, California.
This weekend, the San Francisco International Hip Hop Dance Fest will celebrate its 18th year of bringing hip hop dance to the Bay Area. Companies come from far away as Vietnam and as close as Oakland. The festival was founded by San Francisco dancer and choreographer Micaiah, who started presenting strictly local talent in the Mission District in the 1990s and now brings dancers from all over the world to the historic Palace of Fine Arts Theater. Micaiah sat down with KALW's Jen Chien to talk about the evolution of the festival and her love for the dance.
What is your earliest memory of getting into hip-hop dance? Do you think you could describe for me what it felt like for you to do hip-hop dance compared to other dances? Like, what did it do for you and your body and your mind?
That's a good question, because I have done a lot of dances that are cathartic. There is a sense of aggression and empowerment, I think, with hip-hop that I don't think I've ever experienced doing any other dance. But maybe it just might be the level of empowerment that I feel as a person and as a woman. Not sure.
It's intertwined.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Because it's been part of your life path, so how could you know
right. What's
when?
Right.
Do you feel like that sense of empowerment is something that your students get also out of this dance?
Absolutely.
What kind of things do your students tell you?
Oh, my goodness. That dancing has saved their life. It's changed their life. It's empowered them. It's helped them get through hard times and breakups and teaching people that they can do things they didn't think that they can do. And then they apply that to the rest of their life. You know, it is empowering.
And in your classes, you create a really welcoming atmosphere for any kind of person, any kind of dancer, newer or older, from any background. Do you feel like that's also part of when people say save their lives, that part of kind of the healing that can happen in the class?
I think that the sacred kind of space that I create in my class works for certain people. Now that I'm teaching, I always want to be the teacher that I wanted to have when I was young, because I was a sensitive child, and some people respond to the harsh criticisms of teachers, and they're very awesome and they have merit. People need their butt kicked and they need no mercy. And not that I don't kick butt, because I do, but I do it with grace and I do it with constructive criticism and whatnot. And some people don't need that. They really just want a really harsher environment. That's the only thing that'll put fire under them. And that's beautiful, but that's not necessarily me exclusively. So
the way that you describe having a classroom, a dance classroom that's supportive and sounds like nurturing, is that also a kind of experience you want to create for an audience who comes to the festival?
Absolutely. The longer you do something in life, the more you hone into what inspires you and what works for you. And with this particular festival, I have not really had anything else to follow, because nothing of its kind has really ever existed before. There's been a lot of competitions and battles, but that never inspired me. I don't disrespect it. It just didn't inspire me. I wanted to create a different format, a forum for these performers to have artistic appreciation for the artists that they are. What I ended up seeing this huge journey 18 years later is that there are dance companies from all over the world that are using hip-hop dance forms to create works of art that blow your mind just like any other work of art. But because it's hip-hop, that people are still not recognizing it to the same degree as if it were another, you know, more highly respected dance form or art form. So I'm still swinging, still scrapping.
How do you go about curating the festival, and how do you find folks? I mean, obviously there's the internet, but how do you go about deciding who's in the show?
So what happens is like February or March, I do an international call for submissions. I get over 100 submissions from everywhere in the world.
And Ethiopia, folks are sending you videos.
They're sending me links, yes. So we're talking about people from Philippines, from Brazil, from Ethiopia, from everywhere, sending in excellent material. And then here's, you know, my job of going, okay, how am I going to curate and tell 90-something dance companies, sorry, not this year, and then just keep this group because I see this connection between them all, you know, even though they're all going to be very different.
There's that artistry involved in that, making the arc of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Well,
and what have you learned about that over the years now that you've done this 18 times?
So many things. I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is that I've had to just not be so emotional. I used to get so emotional when I would have to tell a dance company that I can't bring them. I would just cry. Embarrassed, but it's true. I would just go lay in bed and just put the covers over my head for a minute. It hurt.
Well, that's where it seems like being on the dancer side and choreographer side and event producer side, you understand what it would be like to be in that position.
You
right?
have
on both
no
sides
idea.
Of it.
See, I'm not on in this producer chair, throne with a crown on my head. No, I've got to go teach later. I've got to choreograph for class tomorrow. And so this whole thing is inspired by how can I take care of these dancers the best I can, even when I didn't have a dollar. You know, I still want to try to bring them here. I fly them here from wherever they come from. I pick them up at the airport and put them up in hotels and feed them and, you know, whatever I can do. I understand how we wouldn't be have the same richness without artists and the magic that they create and how we have to honor that.
That was San Francisco dancer and choreographer Micaiah speaking with KLW's Jen Chien. The 18th annual San Francisco International Hip Hop Dance Fest has shows Friday through Sunday at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater in San Francisco. And all that information is at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents. For KLW News, I'm Hannah Baba.